This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as view enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for Bradley Dean, he is not here today. I'm going to fill in for him today once again, and we've got a special treat for you. I'm going to bring him up here in just a little bit, but if you want to check us out online, the way to do that is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, also our Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. And if you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, coming to you live from the bunker here in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, where it is a gorgeous day out. And for our Muslim friends, I am the infidel that Allah has warned you about. I'm the one who holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God for instruction, not only in our personal life and faith and things, but in all matters, because God has something to tell us about liberty, about freedom, about, warn us about tyranny, warn us about how that comes about. And so with that in mind, I have a very special guest on the line. Attorney John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute has agreed to join us for a little while, a couple of segments here. And he has just put out a new commentary today called Mass Shootings, the Military and Entertainment Complex's Culture of Violence Turns Deadly. And so we want to welcome John Whitehead to the Sons of Liberty. John, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so let's get to this. We were going to talk about some Fourth Amendment issues, but this is a big deal right now, and you've written a lengthy commentary on this that people can read at sonslibertymedia.com. They can also read it at the Rutherford Institute's site. Give us your take on some of this and how you're tying this into the mindset. I guess it's really some a bit of propaganda that comes along with it, too. You want to take a stab at that?
We're talking about the Las Vegas mass shooting?
Yes.
Oh, well, I think, first of all, just studying this, I'm an attorney of over 40 years, and I look for evidence. I'm a little concerned about how this stacks up with facts. It's one of the most, I'd say, unsure, crazy things I've seen in terms of facts. I mean, we don't, whether or not how this guy got 20-some guns up a highly secure hotel room in Las Vegas, and I've been out there, by the way, speaking at events. It's a tough city to navigate with all the surveillance cameras, and his background absolutely makes no sense. I don't know if you saw the interview with his brother, but he wasn't a gun guy or anything like that, so they don't understand how this happened. So, also, there was an active shooter drill going on by the Department of Homeland Security right before this. I don't know if you know that.
No, I didn't, but I did a story last night that's gone somewhat viral called Was Stephen Paddock a Patsy? And I was pointing out some of, you know, I'm not saying this is this and he's a patsy for this or any of that, but it looks to me like he was just a poor schmuck that got kind of sucked into some things, and he may have just been set up, especially when we're seeing eyewitness video that's contradicting what the police and the media are telling us about a 30-second forward floor shooter, which people can also see the videos on sonslibertymedia.com. I just posted that. Do these eyewitness videos foil media and police narrative in the Las Vegas shooting. So there's a lot that doesn't add up for me either, and mainstream media isn't touching this. Not that most of us
not,
don't trust them anyway.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a former military officer. I was I was an infantry officer. I taught people to shoot, how to move, how to handle a machine gun. I was really surprised that the way the bursts were occurring. I watched some videos and heard the sounds. The first video I watched, I was shocked. I could not believe a machine gun was going off. And there were different spurts here and there. The first eyewitness was a young lady, by the way, which it hadn't hit the mainstream media much, but she said there were at least two active shooters. So there are some conflicting news here. And again, you're right. The mainstream media, I don't think, is giving us all the facts that we need to hear. And we just got to be really careful. You know, you talked about the Bible. That we have a huge moral vacuum in this country. I mean, the average American today has very little knowledge about what Jesus said in the Bible. They have no idea what morality is, but we've lost any kind of morality in this country. And by the way, if you look at former countries, in the, Greece, you go through Greece, you go through the Roman Empire, and on down the line, that moral vacuum eventually, with other things, leads to collapse. And the average empire, and the United States empires are calling it now, is about 230 years old. The average empire collapses in about 250 years. And so it looks to me like we may be headed in that direction. In fact, there is a Pentagon video, and you go to our website at Rutherford.org, it's Rutherford.org, the Pentagon put out a five-minute video. It was only gotten by a FOIA request, where they're predicting by 2030 they're going to impose martial law in this country. So there are a lot of things going on that don't make any sense in this country today. And, again, the military is ready. And so watch out, folks, is what I'm saying. But as I show in this commentary I wrote that you suggested that the – military, the Pentagon actually is funding a lot of the things we see. I mean, some people got upset by the people putting their knee down at the games, but people don't realize that during the Obama administration, believe it or not, $53 million flowed into the football leagues, NASCAR, and places like that to fund patriotic exercises for recruitments, the flyovers and stuff like that. So a lot of the things we're seeing happening in this country are fueled by the Pentagon, including violent video games. I don't know. I'm really shocked at some of the video games I see. We have summer interns that come in and work with us in the summer, some in law school, and they're playing video games at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I ask them, what kind of video games are you playing? And when they show me some, or I don't know if you've seen any of them, but they're all very military. They're blasting people away, and they prevent a false narrative. I don't know if you notice in the action movies, the X-Men movies and stuff like that, which are all very, very military and heavily financed by the Department of Defense, people are flying through the air, smashing their heads, and they get up and walk away. Do you see anybody in real life that happens to?
No, you sure don't. In fact, I watched some with my older boys, the Avengers thing on the Civil War, and I said, "This is a metaphor. This is a political message that's coming out, and they're fighting against a tyrannical kind of mindset versus the one that says, wait a minute, we don't have all the facts on this. You're trying to go after people and you don't even know what's going on." John, we're coming up against a break here. Hang on with us through the break, and we'll come back and we'll talk more on the commentary on the shooting here in Las Vegas and what's really going on. Folks, buckle up, stay with us.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela with OperationJerichoProject.com. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. He also reveals evidence of the anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community. And then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio and Operation Jericho Project in our mission to rescue our children from the government system. And let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. On the line with us is John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, and we're talking the Las Vegas shooting and some of the things that's behind that. And John, I hate to cut you off before the break, but we were right up against it. So you want to continue your thought. You're talking about some of the video games and some of the films that are coming out, and I was making mention of even some of the political things that are involved in some of that as well. You want to continue that?
Yeah, again, people should go to Rutherford.org and read the commentary. It's Mass Shootings, the Military Entertainment Complex's Culture of Violence Turns Deadly. Yeah, we're programming kids, basically, as I see them today, to get ready for whatever type of violence. And I don't know that, you know, the video games to me are quite disturbing, like I said, I've seen. But the other thing that people don't realize is how much money, your taxpayer money, is going into movies and TV shows. The military intelligence, I mean, it's actually admitted, have influenced over 1,800 movies and TV shows in recent years. They're helping fund, they're doing helping with the script. So when you're watching a film today, or a video game especially, what you're getting is a point of view from a government agency that, if, to be honest with you, is not entirely favorable. Remember Edward Snowden, who escaped to Russia, who told us all the things they were doing. And I talked to former NSA agents who tell me the same thing. And here's the other thing. You said this guy may be a dupe. The FBI has been caught paying informants to infiltrate organizations, and there's a long list going back into the 1960s where they would actually grow long hair, smoke marijuana, and sit with hippies and try to find somebody who was they could implicate. They collected 17,000 pages of information on Martin Luther King. They followed him everywhere, trying to discredit him. We're still seeing that today. I had a former NSA agent who visited me not too long ago, and we were talking. He said, it's worse than you think, and he went through some facts. And he started to walk away, but he looked at me and pointed at me before he walked in the door. He said, I really appreciate your work. He had read my last book, Battlefield America, and he said, John, you're infiltrated. And I said, what does that mean? And he just kind of rolled his eyes and walked out the door. So there are some things going on in your life. Organizations like ours, Sons of Liberty, like that, if you tend to question the so-called official narrative, you're going to be watched. and they're downloading everything. And here's the other thing that's really disturbing. How many people in your out there listening to this realize that in the 1980s there were a mere 2,000 SWAT team raids? Now there are 80,000 SWAT team raids annually occurring in this country. Kids are getting shot. A veteran, Jose Guerrero, down in Arizona, they went through his house in the middle of the night looking for marijuana. No marijuana was found, the SWAT team. He was standing at the end of his hallway. The police saw him with his hunting rifle. He put his child and his wife in the closet behind him because he thought it was burglars coming into his home. They fired 70 times, hit him over 50. He fell bleeding. His wife came out screaming, and they wouldn't even let medics take care of him. These things are happening in America, and guess who's training those SWAT teams? The FBI and the military. So you have military units now moving through. And they now have what they call knock and stalk teams going throughout the United States. Some of your bigger cities have 40 or 50 police officers who go to doors at the middle of the night and bang on the doors. People come to the doors in cases that we've been involved in, and people get shot because they think, who's banging on my door at 3 a.m. in the morning? It's the police looking for some kind of information without a warrant, by the way. So we're going to talk a bit about the Fourth Amendment. Listen, this militarized view of the police and stuff that we're seeing today completely disregards what the Founding Fathers gave us in the Fourth Amendment. You're not even supposed to walk on my property unless you have a warrant or some kind of evidence of illegal activity. They're doing that all the time now. The SWAT team raids, they don't have warrants in most of the SWAT team raids. They're just smashing through doors at night. Like I say, again, I detailed this on our website and in my books, but we're in a different mindset, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to wake up. And if you're going to sit and watch CNN or whatever you're watching on television and believe you're getting the news, you're not. Listen to good programs like this. Go on the Internet and read the there are good sites out there like ours and others that give you the information. You're not going to be informed. And if you have children or you have grandchildren, the future does not look good. Like I say, I did a podcast. You can watch me talking about it on our website about this training video that the Pentagon put out. They say by 2030, they're predicting they're going to have to impose martial law. This country's going to break down. And by the way it's going economically, that's possibly true.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. In fact, if you really want to know what our leaders, and it doesn't matter who switched into the White House or whatever, the idea that somehow that those who are representing us in Washington have this mindset of, you know, what is saying at the, you mentioned the national anthem, what is saying at the national anthem of the home of the free, land of the free, home of the brave kind of deal. They don't believe in that. In fact, you can tell it in, what was it, Rex Tillerson and his shot at the Kurds of wanting independence from Iraq. You can see how they respond to places like Barcelona and such. They want these people under centralized power.
We're moving into a worldwide police state. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things, and this is some of the questions I think that comes up when you start dealing with the whole centralization of power in D.C. I know I've pushed for ratification of the original First Amendment, which would, instead of like, 500 representatives, it would give us like 6,500 overnight.
Yep.
That would really break up that corruption and then call for those people to have offices at their home rather than in D.C. That way they're responsible to the people. They're not away from the people. They have to live right there with the people. And this would break up a bunch of corruption, even though I'm more of, can we go back to Articles of Confederation and just have sovereign states? I mean, I'm a good Southern boy. That's the way I look at it.
I would agree with that. But here's the thing. You're right. They don't really represent us. You're talking to someone. I live near D.C. I've sued the president. I've sued politicians all my life. You realize that most of the congressmen take 2 days a week and go over to a phone bank, and their job, not doing their job, they're raising money.
Sure.
They do not represent you folks, and there's so many lobbyists up there. I mean, it's so corrupt. I was working with some congressmen who looked me in the eye and said, you don't know who's running this stuff. It is money. And they call it the corporate elite. So there is the corporations have taken over Washington, D.C., and I think you're getting it right. If there's going to be any change, and this is what I argue in my writings and when I talk to people, it's going to be at the local level. You're going to have to get active locally. Take over your local government. How many people out there know you can nullify acts of Congress? Some states have nullified the NDAA. Do you know what the NDAA? It's the National Defense Authorization Act. It allows the military to come to your home, and you haven't done anything wrong. If the president labels you an extremist, they take you away and put you in a detention camp. Can you believe that happens in America? Every president signed it up. They can come to your home and military and take you away. What do you think Jefferson, Madison, Washington would have thought about? Washington, what did he warn against? A standing army. And what do we have today? We have police running around in small towns with grenade launchers, MRAPs, mine resistant armored protection vehicles, every kind of vehicle given to them by the way, the Department of Homeland Security. But here's the thing. The Department of Homeland Security purchased it from large corporate entities who are making millions on these things.
And let's not forget that they're able to do that because, one, they're going outside of constitutional spending, and, two, they have a centralized bank that they can create money out of thin air over.
Yes. Yeah, but they're robbing us blind. I mean, the point is, and that's the thing, if you don't have the knowledge, you can't fight. I say knowledge precedes action. Education precedes action. I'm telling people you better get educated. Sitting and watching, the average American watches 150 hours of television a month. Listen, back in the 1950s when I was growing up, I heard newscasters on TV when I was watching it saying, this is not a good idea, turn this thing off. Edward R. Murrow, if people remember him, he said, hey, it's going to make a nation of idiots. You cannot think critically if you're just sitting and watching things. So I'm telling people, get out there and read, get educated, listen to good programs, and then go down to your local city hall and say, hey, I've had enough. Get some pickets out there. If you see someone, listen, I had a local police chief who called me not too long ago, and he said, John, I used to believe in the SWAT teams, but I don't anymore. And I said, why? He said, because our SWAT, this is like 2 months ago, he said, oh, one of our SWAT teams crashed the door in the middle of the night. A four-year-old kid crawled out of bed, a policeman went up, and his metal in all of his military gear, and put an AK-47 to the kid's head. He says, I'll never let that happen again. I said, you're a good man.
Yeah.
But that is what's happening in America. Most people who live in maybe upper a neighborhood military are not seeing that, but in some homes in America, a lot of over 80,000 is growing, this is happening. You have police showing up at people's doors. And go to our website. We did a what's called a constitutional Q&A on Knock and Talk. They're going banging on people. We had a local lawyer here in our town in Charlottesville, Virginia, who actually poked somebody in the chest, and he got accused of an assault. This was just a one poke in the chest. Well-known attorney, 3 a.m. in the morning, four police cars show up in front of his home in their gear, go to his door and start banging on his door and pull him out of his house. And he lived a block away from the police station. You're kidding.
Yeah. John, we're up against the break. I want to thank you for joining us. You want to check out John and his writings, do so at Rutherford.org. Brother, thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors cures for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you're tuned in looking for Bradley Dean, he's off today. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, filling in for him today. In case you missed the first half of the program, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute was on with us talking the Las Vegas shooting along with a lot of other things that are happening out of the military entertainment complex, as he calls it, that of Hollywood, and their being in bed with our government, our Pentagon, and such in the creation of movies and video games and things of that nature in order to, for lack of a better word, program. Now, look, I don't go as far as some. I engaged in violent video games. I watched all kinds of things as a teen and this, that, and the other. I think when you have young, impressionable minds, there is a real issue, and I think overindulgence in anything is an abuse of it, and it's problematic. But there are some issues in which there is a propaganda that's put out. There is a certain mindset that some of these things gets in, especially with some of our children, because, as I've said before, we are in a culture where, public school, the average person, when you say your children are going to public indoctrination centers that we call public schools, and they go, what are you talking about? They're being educated. And then they're going to college for no, they're being indoctrinated. And it's not an indoctrination that most people would like for their children to have. Just because little Johnny gets an A on his report card does not mean that he is learning. Means that he is being educated. He is being indoctrinated to have a certain worldview, and in large measure, that is a worldview without a creator. It is a worldview in which man is the supreme being, in which the planet is our only home, and we have to save it. Which the worship is that of government and the earth. The science book, and I use quotes in that.
The Darwinian doctrine is the Bible for them. The school teachers are their priests. And it really is a form of secular humanism, if it isn't just outright humanism. God has nowhere to be seen in there. And this is why Bradley, when he's going into the public schools and presenting the message he was presenting, he was calling people back to what our founders and those before them held to, and that was there's a creator, creator God, and they didn't believe it was Allah. They didn't believe it was it had anything to do with Hinduism or Buddhism or Shintoism or any other of the world's religions, which are nothing more than really Satanism because they come from demons, they're doctrines of demons, but they believed that in the creator, God, the God of the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, John 1:1 says all the world was made by him. He was in the beginning with God, and he was God, and he came in the flesh. And John says, John identifies Jesus as God, and then later in his epistles, he says that anybody, and I just to throw this caveat in, if you're one of those end timers, you think you're in the end time right now, look, John is the only one in Scripture who uses the term Antichrist. He's the only one. It's not found in the book of Revelation. It's not. Okay? He's the only one that uses Antichrist, and he breaks it down for people. He says, you're hearing about Antichrist. I'm telling you there's Antichrist here now. That was first century. And he breaks it down into what the doctrine is. These are people who reject the doctrine that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. And so what is he saying? Well, read the first chapter of John. He's saying Jesus is God. They reject that God came in the flesh and that he lived a perfect life in the person of the Lord Jesus. And he gave himself as a sacrifice, a propitiation, to reconcile sinners to God. They reject that. Now, as a whole, that's what Islam teaches. That's what a lot of world religions, that's what all religions really teach. So what Islam says, there's a Jesus, they believe in him. Yeah, but they don't believe what he says. They certainly don't believe that he's God. Okay? And they don't believe in the sacrifices there on behalf of sinners. And so here's the issue. That's why we preach the gospel, because God has his people among even these people who are in false religions. There are some in those countries and those belief systems that he wants to save, but he's only going to save them through the gospel. He's just not going to willy-nilly just do it. And that's why we're commanded to go and to make disciples, teaching them not just what the gospel is in the simplicity of what Christ has done, but all, as Jesus says in Matthew 28:19-20, all of what I've commanded. Okay? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about teaching, the gospel is not just Jesus died on the cross, saved from sins, turned from sin, and that's just it. There is a whole thing of how you turn from sin. That's contained within the law. Paul says we're not doing away with the law. We esteem it. So why are we esteeming it? Because it's the measure of our love for God and our love for man. You see, you can tell me you love me all day long, but if you steal from me, are you showing me your love? If you go on the witness stand against me and you lie about me, you commit perjury. You bear false witness against me. Does that show your love for me? If you covet my things, my wife, my children, my cars, whatever, does that show your love for me? If you don't remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, are you loving God? What about the five idols? You carve those. What if you take God's name in vain? And that doesn't mean using GD. It means that you claim that you are his, but you live as though you're not. Does that show love for God? See, that law is not done away with. And I have people telling me all the time it's done away with, and we've got a new law under Christ. Look, Christ gave the law. He gave it at Sinai. He gave it to Moses. He didn't give a new law. He reiterated the old law because people weren't holding up to it. He kept holding that up and saying, this is why you people are sinners. Okay? So, getting back to our topic, I got off on that a little bit. Getting back to our topic, we're talking Las Vegas shooting. I want to encourage you to read John Whitehead's new commentary. It just came out just a couple hours ago, actually. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. That's mine. That's what I'm going to talk about in just a minute. Mass shootings, the military entertainment complex's culture of violence turns deadly. Check that out from John Whitehead at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Now, a new one that's out. Some of you may have seen the videos. If you haven't, I'm doing a little series of just asking him some questions. I'm beginning to wonder if I shouldn't just do that rather than tell you stuff. So we'll see how that works out in the future. But because I think people hold on to and they gain conviction if they come to the conclusion themselves without somebody just telling them. Okay? Do these eyewitness videos foil media and police narrative in Las Vegas shooting? Now, if you've been following the news since the shooting on Sunday night, then you basically have the narrative that there's this guy, 64-year-old Stephen Paddock. He's got a girlfriend of a few years. They have a house together. She's allegedly overseas. Friend says the Philippines. Somebody said Mexico. We don't really know where she is. Okay? And they have allegedly cleared her in a matter of hours. Okay? The local police there. They've cleared her as being involved in a matter of hours with the assistance of the FBI, who's been months going on, quote-unquote, investigating this Russian narrative thing. And they still don't have an answer for it. Okay? These are the same guys that just cleared a lady without actually interviewing her, except over the phone, according to them, okay? And I'm not saying they didn't do it. I'm just simply saying it's kind of hard to believe these guys, and just like John was saying in the interview. So we have 64-year-old Stephen Paddock. He's got upwards of 20-something guns in his room, allegedly. 32nd floor. Now, this Mandalay Bay, John mentioned that he was out there recently. You know, I was just out there for SHOT Show. I was literally across construction way from there looking over a place called Ellis Island. I was in that. I took pictures out my window straight across to this hotel. And look, you've got this being alleged, 32nd floor. You've got very clearly automatic weapon fire. There's no doubt about that. And let me make a point. There is nothing wrong, people, with somebody having a fully automatic weapon. There's just nothing wrong with that. Okay? You can pay $300 extra, and you can get a fully automatic weapon. Now, it takes some going through. There's a process for that. $300 you can add on to whatever weapon you get, and you can make it fully auto and quote-unquote legal, even though it's lawful under our Second Amendment, because government shouldn't be able to restrict your keeping and bearing arms, and it doesn't say what kind, whether it's a knife, whether it's a gun, whether it's a battleship. I mean, Thomas Jefferson used letters of mark and reprisal to send private battleships to fight the Islamic jihadis of the day instead of, you know, a military. All our Constitution really calls for is a Navy. That's all that's in our Constitution. And if you have an Army, you have to re-up that every 2 years. If you're going to have a military, if you're going to have a military like that, you have to re-up it every 2 years. And Mr. Whitehead made mention of the NDAA. That's basically what a lot of that is. It's a re-upping of that military, a building up of it. So when you say, oh, we need to build, we pay more for our military than any country in the world. And by the way, that's what the Soviets did before. More money into the military like that. I'm all for defense. I really am. But a large part of our defense is in the Navy. That would include Coast Guard. It might include Marines. It might include those. And you could probably say we could include in that Air Force because the idea is borders. You might could say that. But the large majority is the people. The people are to defend themselves. That's why you have the right to keep and bear arms, to defend yourself, to defend your neighbors, to defend your, I say your country, not the United States, but your state that you live in. You're a citizen of that state. That's what you're there for. You're there to defend. So we have all this narrative coming out telling us about this guy. And I asked yesterday, and it's on Sons of Liberty Media, not today. Is Stephen Paddock a patsy? Look at the information, see for yourself. On the other side, I'm going to talk to you about these videos. The last thing. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here, and we are still talking the Las Vegas shooting. Got a little off there at the end. I apologize for that, but I do think it's something that ties right into what we have going on. But latest thing here, eyewitness videos foil the media, or do they foil the media and the police narrative of the Las Vegas shooting? Remember, you were told Mr. Paddock was lone wolf, right? He's shooting at these people. And then, you know, we have some interesting twists that are coming in this. We have the Islamic State coming out and saying, yeah, he's our boy. He's a recent convert to Islam. His girlfriend was from the Philippines, which is a hotbed for Islam. She is allegedly out of the country. We don't know where. And yet the FBI, those quick on-the-draw guys, have cleared her along with the local police, I guess via a phone call. Okay. I don't know how they determined that she's there. I mean, there's an interesting thing here. Understand this. Mr. Paddock checked into this hotel just a few days prior. He used her ID. Okay? Now think about this for a second. What do you need to travel abroad? You need a passport, right? Don't you need an ID to travel? I have to have an ID. I have to have my driver's license just to fly from Charlotte somewhere. Okay? But he's got her ID and he's getting in the hotel. The first thing I want to know is how does the hotel check a guy in with his wife's ID? How does that work? Second, how is she getting from point A to wherever outside the country without her ID? How does that work? Nobody asks these questions. Or they're too scared because they'll say, we got a tinfoil hat on. Well, at least I got something on. I'm thinking about something instead of just taking in the garbage that I'm being fed. Okay? We're also told that the Islamic State took credit for that. They doubled down on that when people in the FBI, some sources there, said, no, this wasn't them. This has nothing to do with it. But as Paul Joseph Watson has pointed out, the Islamic State has never taken credit for something they weren't loosely tied to. Never. So they have, you know, really, when you go into this guy's background, you're probably not going to find him with Antifa, even though I thought, okay, at first, this might be something like that. Now, they say they have found Antifa literature in his room. But again, that's supposed to be 32nd floor. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the eyewitness videos, and you tell me if that automatic fire in at least three videos from three different angles is coming from the 32nd floor. Nope, it's coming from around the fourth floor. Now, people, you can call me a conspiracy theorist all you want, but I don't hear the police addressing that. I don't hear the media showing you this, which is what they should do, and they should ask questions of those who are investigating, hey, what's going on right here? You guys are way up here. This is down here. It's kind of like the magician. You know, the magician holds his hand up and he's doing all this and he's got the pretty assistant with him and getting your eyes off on that and he's doing the trick in the other hand. And that's what it appears to be here. Okay? So there are three videos in this article, and I did see some updates to some things of other articles that were carrying this first video that's on there. It's a little blurry, it's a little fuzzy, and they were saying, oh, this is a strobe light. And I said, okay, yeah. And I listened, and it's like the gunfire isn't quite with the flashes, but at the same time, in all of these videos, you never see a muzzle flash from the 32nd floor, anywhere near there. Okay, you just don't see it. I have shot ARs, I've shot AKs. As far as I know, we haven't been told what model gun this is. But I can tell you, an AR, even a semi-automatic, throws out some serious fire on it. Some serious fire. And if you start really winding it up, it will play out a blaze out the front. You don't have any of that going on there. But you do have flashes that are coming down much lower. And again, there's three different angles, there's three different videos, three different people. Now, going back to the Bible says that two or three witnesses confirm the matter. And this is what you have. They're from different distances, different people, different angles, all of them. Check them out and see what you think. We're also told that Mr. Paddock owned up to 43 guns. And in the room, he had upwards of 23, more than 10 rifles were in there, too. Tons of ammunition. His brother said he wasn't really a gun guy. Doesn't even look like it. I mean, I don't know what that would actually look like, but to me, it doesn't look like that. And so you've got all of this stuff going on, and you kind of ask the question, why is the mainstream media covering this video footage up? They will interview all these people. They will talk to these other people. They will give you the narrative. And yet, they won't bring this out. I thought they were supposed to be journalists. I thought they were supposed to give you the truth. I thought they were supposed to ask the hard questions. The next question is, why are the police not speaking about this video footage? Why are they continuing to give you the same narrative? 32nd floor, this is a lone wolf. It's a 64-year-old guy. He's got all these guns. He's got literature, Antifa literature in there. Firing on alleged Republicans at a country concert. Okay? That's supposed to be the narrative. Then we have the Islamic State saying, oh, he's one of our boys. Conflicting things. And you start to wonder about the CIA and their little spiel about whatever the American people believe is a lie. What if it's just our own government involved in it? I'm just asking questions, okay? I don't have a conclusion, but I'm not stupid enough to think that all those shots were coming from up there, if they were even coming from up there at all. I'm not that stupid. kind of makes me wonder, in the days leading up, Mr. Paddock was gambling. He's using his wife's card to gamble. Used her ID to get into the hotel room. She's nowhere to be seen. He's in there. They know what he's doing. Some poor schmuck. Most of his life has lived. We'll use this guy. Nobody knows the history of anything like this, political or religious or any of this stuff. And I can see them setting him up. Slip him Mickey. Off him. Blame it on him. Congratulate the FBI SWAT, group for coming in and killing him, or suicide, whatever the reports are. I mean, they're all over the place. Nobody knows how this guy died. And you say, well, why are you doing this? Shouldn't you let the families grieve it? Look, there's nothing I can do for the families. My heart goes out to them. It really does. But I see this guitarist come out from the country band, and he's like, I was a pro second, but boy, when I found out all of our guys were armed and everything, and they were useless against this guy, we need gun control now. And I want to go, you are the very definition of a weenie. Okay? That's my masculine word there. You're the definition of a weenie. Yes, I understand it was a traumatic moment. I can't even imagine, okay? I can't. I'm not making light of it. But come on, you cannot respond emotionally to these things. You have to see it for what it is. And this is a press, America. Listen, I don't care if Donald Trump's in the White House. I just want you to remember, for years, that guy was for gun control. He was for the Clinton gun ban. Okay? Just remember that. I know what he said before the thing. I know what he said. Okay? Watch what happens in the coming days, in the term of his presidency. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. But you watch what goes on in all of this. Okay? You watch what goes on. The Second Amendment is clear. The law is in place to override emotion. It's supposed to tell government, you can't infringe on the keeping and bearing of arms of your people. And they do it all the time. They do it all the time. So, when this really comes down, you can write all the laws you want to, and you know who's going to end up having the guns? The criminals and the tyrants. That's who's going to have them. So if you want to scream emotionally, Mr. Lead Guitarist of the country band who was there, if you want to do that, you're begging to be a slave or killed on the street. Right? That's what you're doing. And you've already begun the journey, because of your fear of man, not fear of God, you're already beginning the journey down to betraying the people around you that you claim that you love. And you can say, well, that's pretty harsh, Tim. He was there. I'm just telling you what I see. I'm telling you what I see. Don't fall for it, people. The only hope for wicked hearts, because wicked men are going to do what they're going to do. They're going to run roughshod over man-made laws because they're running over God's law anyway. The only cure for a wicked heart is the gospel of Jesus Christ. God is the only one who can change a heart. That's the only one who can do it. I can't do it. And, you know, in the midst of everything that goes on, only a good guy with a gun stops it. And allegedly,
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.